Casket Cinema co-founders Mark Wojahn and Wilbur Ince share its inspiration and evolution.
My name is Mark Wojahn. I'm a filmmaker, photographer, activist. In addition to my filmmaking, I do Casket Cinema. Casket Cinema is a Northeast micro cinema that is based in my art studio. And I founded that in 2008 with Wilbur Ince. Him and I have been showing documentary films and bringing community together and very special guests to help talk about these films.
My name's Wilbur Ince. I'm one of the founders of Casket Cinema. It started with actually me being an anti-war protester. At the time, I was very frustrated with the state of affairs, and there was a lot of good war documentaries happening. And so I approached Mark Wojahn, a good friend of mine, about hosting some anti-war films. We showed our first movie, The Hot Zone, a very hard-hitting documentary. It left us punched in the stomach. And what we found out was that sitting around afterwards and talking about what happened in the movie really helped us to overcome that. And that's the format we really adopted now, and it works great for all the movies that we show.
Introduce yourselves and talk about the movie for a couple minutes. What do you think of it? You know, what's on your mind?
We started showing film after film about veterans' experiences in the war or activists' experience in the Middle East. That was all well and good for probably about a couple years. And then I think we kind of exhausted our own audience. And we started branching out and showing films of all these different sorts of subjects. Now we show movies that are about organic food. Beer, food, and bikes are really popular in the Twin Cities. And last screening, we just showed a beer movie, and it was our biggest attendance ever.
Wojahn describes their audiences.
Our audience is twofold. Basically, we have some diehard documentary fanatics, and then a revolving cast of audiences that come depending on what subject is playing. So we definitely have the foodies, we have the bikers, and we have this sort of the niche audience that each film's going to have.
Steve Price, and I've been coming here for 5 or 6 years. For the topics, there's a lot of variety, but they're all interesting, sometimes related to social causes, sometimes just fun. They did a movie about, you know, mountain biking, skiing, it runs the gamut.
My name is Rami Saleem. I just like watching documentaries and like the discussion that happens afterwards.
A special feature of Casket Cinema is a post-film Q&A with guest filmmakers and people knowledgeable in the subject.
Some of these people can bring stuff to the viewers that maybe wasn't included in the film, or maybe can help that person become active in this subject in a political way or informational way. We showed The Price of Sand, the film about Wisconsin frack sand mining. The director was present, Jim Tittle. But also, there was a special guest from the Land Preservation Trust. He was able to enlighten me about how when mining takes away silica sand from the environment, it takes away nature's best filter for groundwater. And when he framed it in that way, I thought, wow, not only are they taking away the silica sand, but they're scrubbing away the filter that nature would use to clean that water.
Casket Cinema audiences are buoyed by the great films and the lively conversation afterwards. One example was the Greenhorns screening.
The California Street Farms was the special guest. They are doing urban farming in Northeast. And we just had a huge audience to support the California Street Farms, but also to investigate more about all these organic farms across the country. That was an instance where the farmers contacted me and said, hey, there's this great movie, and we'd love to show it at Casket Cinema. I agreed, and it was just a positive event. Because it's a small micro cinema, it's not necessarily the first place that a lot of people want to show their film. Because, you know, sure, everybody wants to maybe show it in a big film festival. But maybe we're like the, you know, the second or third option for some people. And we're fine with that, because what we like to do is bring the film fest sort of to Northeast. Because of having like the Q&A after the film with these special guests, it leaves people with a lot to like chew on. You can not only like watch a film that you're interested in, but you can talk to experts afterwards. If it's a political film, there might be petitions to sign. There might be organizations to like go volunteer at, all at your fingertips because you came out and saw a movie.
Crafting a Nation filmmaker Brendan Harris describes the experience.
It's absolutely spectacular. This is one of the coolest just studios I've ever been to. And Mark just has such great artwork around here. And I mean, it's such an eclectic place that when you walk in here, it's got this great vibe. And to have just this huge projector and seeing like your work displayed on it is pretty cool.
I'm Sin Collins for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.